My fervent prayer is that this vacancy doesn't last for a great length of time. Because if it does, I need to be back here next year. I was told, warned. I was told, warned, forewarned, everything about Campbell jokes. They are worse than what I imagined. Much worse. But a great night, absolutely super night. I was also advised, never warned, but I was advised of this night that it was great. And you know, a number of things have happened for good of this union between the Old Kirk and the North. This is one of them. Of that, there is no doubt that we have the Saffron Hall Singers. And I know fine that it has built up and built up for a time now, and it is absolutely wonderful to hear you tonight and indeed to share in all that we have enjoyed, both listening and participating. And for Lillian to be playing, Lillian used to play for me solo when I was much younger. I expect you some sort of defence. Never came in. This camel lost his sheets of paper again and upside down, just in the show. But really, it's been an absolutely wonderful night, and together with thanking the Saffron Hall Singers and Campbell and all who have taken part in every waiting dance, I'm really sorry, Ailey, you've got to be wonderful out tonight. But you're used with it and you'll get them back for it. It's a Christian thing to do to pay somebody back. It's nice to see somebody else prancing about here instead of me on a Sunday morning. It's very nice to watch that. But together with the singers, I think the church is absolutely wonderfully decorated, and we want to thank everyone who has helped with the decoration of the church. A lot of work has gone in. A lot of work has gone into everything that's happened tonight. Of that, there is no doubt. It doesn't just happen. And also, we have to thank Jim Henderson and Paul McCradden for setting up the sound, particularly you, Paul, for muting him. I am forever in your debt. Many have tried and they've all failed up until now. So thank you. Thank you. I don't know if you all heard that. Had the temerity to ask if he was going to be in the sound desk on Sunday. Lines will be issued, says the man. You're for it. You wait and see if I don't get you in public someday. So, enough of this. Well, in a Presbyterian church, there's laughter and joy and noise and things that shouldn't be. I have, though, to thank other folk. I've already made mention of the decoration of Paul and of Jim, and of Jim McCartney, because Jim has been supporting behind the scenes, doing so much and helping this night to be a success. And certainly, Ailey and Kirsty and Erin, for their welcome at the door. It was great. Nice to see nice young faces in the church. So it is. I noticed you didn't come out to sing with the children. Others who are slightly older than children did, but I'm not saying any more about that. However, ladies and gentlemen, this has been superb, and we're going to finish, and Campbell will let you know what we're doing to finish. But really, it has set Christmas up, has it not, tonight? It's been absolutely super to be here and to take part in all of this, to share in it, and to appreciate great talent in so many ways. So, to all who have taken part, the Campbell, to all who have made the church look so well, and everyone behind the scenes who has helped, thank you. Thank you so much, and please will you accord that vote of thanks?